This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
All right, Gator. On you and Kang to guess a little bit here. Okay. Let's spring something on you.
All right.
And this is useful information for everyone. These are four foods to be aware that can cause Thanksgiving flatulence. So you don't want any holiday, Fox halftime cowboy game, Thanksgiving flatulence.
You don't think?
Well, you may. But if people are looking to avoid it, these are the top four.
I mean, fart equals funny.
Not everybody feels the same way about that.
Oh, I think everybody thinks farting is funny.
Well, I can tell you that I have tested that theory for almost 25 years here with a certain individual, and she is not impressed ever.
You got to put more effort into it.
No, don't. That might be an accident waiting to happen.
I'm not sure she's a fan of that, but I agree with you. I do find them amusing. All right. Well, any guesses as to what's on this list?
This is like a Thanksgiving list.
Yeah, it's typical Thanksgiving foods.
I would imagine it's got to be vegetables of some kind. So bean casserole.
Green bean casserole?
Sure.
It didn't make the list, but it would stand to reason, yeah.
Stuffing probably. There's usually some onions and stuffing. I think onions get it going.
Not on the list.
Wow. I don't know.
I mean, these things might work for you. I think we're all different.
I don't know if anything makes me more flatulent than the next thing. I'm a pretty flatulent person.
Dude, I know. I do know. You're good with everything.
Yeah.
You can turn anything into a fart, people. For me, it's onion rings. If I eat onion rings.
That's just in general.
Yeah. If I eat onion rings, look out.
But you don't serve onion rings for Thanksgiving, do you?
No, I barely ever have onion rings. But when I do, I know there's things brewing.
Yeah, you've gone 7 years without a carb.
Yeah. Have you been banned?
What do you mean banned?
Banned from having onion rings? Is that part of it?
No, but
because somebody doesn't think it's funny.
But I will warn people.
No, if Doug's eating onion rings, he's like, you know, hating himself, eating in the car. You know what I mean?
Is,
no one
yeah.
can see it, and then he's eating you know, himself. You know what I mean?
Like yeah, no, that's Doug,
and then he goes out.
Moment. Yeah. It's a moment of darkness for him.
That's his darkness retreat.
He's
weak.
Sitting in the back seat of his own car.
In a weak moment. Kang, any guesses? Are you good?
What about we know what asparagus does to you when you have to stand up. Yeah. I mean, does it do anything for the back end?
Yeah, it does not, according to this list. No.
Hmm. What about Brussels sprouts?
Bingo, that's on the list. Oh, yeah. Brussels sprouts. That's a good roasted Brussels there you sprouts.
Go. Oh, roast! I like them flash fried.
They write the fiber content of Brussels sprouts can cause gastrointestinal distress. Brussels sprouts are nutrient dense and rich in fiber and antioxidants. However, these mini members of the Brassia family are so filled with fiber, they can cause gastrointestinal issues. So there you go.
Farting is not an issue, by the way.
It's a natural body.
It helps move things along in the system. That's a fact.
All right. So Brussels sprouts, you got that. There's three left.
Is the turkey?
No. Huh. Turkey's not.
What about the gravy?
Gravy's not, but I would think the gravy is.
Mashed potatoes?
Nope.
Cranberries?
Nope. I'm sure some people are yelling at the radio, and we're not going to have any more guesses.
Corn?
Corn did not make the list. I'll just tell you now.
Yeah.
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese?
Yep.
Okay.
Starches like pasta produce gas, and they can break down in the large intestine. Comfort Food Classic brought to our shores at the behest of the founding father, Thomas Jefferson. Macaroni and cheese has been a staple of the Thanksgiving table and the culprit for gnarly farts, according to the story.
Hmm.
A broccoli casserole. The thoroughly cooked broccoli helps aid the digestive process in addition to smelling remarkably like, I'm not going to read. I don't even know if I can read that on the air, but...
Is it a three-letter word?
There is a three-letter word in this description. And finally, sweet potatoes and candied yams.
Sweet potatoes, but not mashed potatoes.
Yep.
Okay.
Yams and sweet potatoes contain fructose, a short-chain carb that can trigger gas. So, again.
Love sweet potatoes.
You know what this is useful for? This is incredibly useful. If you are meeting the family for the first time, like you're the boyfriend meeting the girlfriend's family for the first time.
To avoid.
Because while they are funny.
More sweet potatoes, hon? No, thank you. I want the broccoli. No. I'm good. You know, turkey is so good.
Yeah.
It's just filling me up here. I'm good.
I'll have more salad. Probably not the first time you meet. You know, your future fiance.
More sauerkraut?
That's not talked about enough. Holding farts in the beginning of a relationship like that or something like around family. That's rough.
That's important.
Yep.
I mean, you have to find a way, like, all of a sudden you smoke. You know what I mean? Like, you got to go outside or whatever.
I'll be right back.
I forgot something in my car.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. I think, I left that in my, I'll be right back. I know something's in there.
And you go outside and you're just
it's like following you every step.
You're outside for a long time.
Stop. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So anyway, again, that list, mac and cheese, Brussels sprouts, broccoli casserole, sweet potatoes, and candied yams.
Duly noted.
Yep. Do they have like apps on there? Like, is deviled eggs anywhere on the list?
Well, you know deviled eggs would have to be on the list.
Right, Gator?
One would think.
Oh, love a deviled egg.
I mean, right?
It's deviled eggs are crazy. I could eat 12 deviled eggs, and I could never have a six-egg omelet. That's just like a six-egg omelet. It's insane. Yeah, right? Yeah, no. But deviled eggs.
To power through 12 deviled eggs?
Hey, how long is the halftime show?
That's impressive.
How long is the song that Shaboozy?
I think I had a shaboozy in my pants.
Too many Brussels sprouts. All right, there you go. Just trying to help. Carson Anderson.
Son, you haven't moved in a while. Just trying to maintain.
Meditate.
Make it go away.
Lions and Bears tomorrow. We'll get into that game a little bit next hour. Also, we will swing around the NFL, plus our picks. We're doing them on Wednesday this week prior to another great weekend of NFL and college football. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.